on YouTube. We wanted to because more courses of the second quarter report are coming. They are not yet here for everybody. Let us look at the minutes. So that we can expect of the minutes because they are now a pain on our neck. That we must use them and complete it. But as soon as those copies arrive, then we will stop with the minutes and look at the community. The intention is to stop this meeting by at least 5 to 10. So we have only 1 hour to deal with our business. I hope everybody has got the set of minutes. The first, starting from October, I don't think the first one members would still remember what happened. So we thought that maybe we'll take more time on the minutes for this year. But for last year, we just approved and concentrate on the new set of the minutes that we are for 2008. If that is agreeable. Any response to the proposal?
Agreed.
Okay. So should we take them as a set last year's minutes that we agreed and we go to the next to this year's meeting and the minute? Honorable Clark? Honorable Clark? Nehman? Should we take them as a set?
I'm happy to take them as a set, Madam Chair. The only problem is, you know, it's quite a thick document. We haven't had a chance to read it really to say we're happy. But I'm quite happy to move that we accept them subject to alterations if there is something serious later on, which well, once I've read them. But for the rest, I'm happy.
Thank you
so
much,
Mr.
Because the minutes were circulated last year and you couldn't adopt them. Even this year, so it's fine. We'll start on page 18. I hope you don't take this one, can I? Let's start on page 18. That's the meeting with the Chinese delegation. Yeah. You're not here. Chairman was here, Pastor was here, Julie was not here. Yes, Honorable Pastor?
Can I make a suggestion, a proposal? Basically, if you see who was here, the Honorable Seaman was here, and I think that he's read these minutes, or perhaps he had his hand up earlier. If we can check with him if he has anything to raise. Because none of us were there besides you and the Honourable Seaman, and if we can just move rapidly after speaking to him.
Honourable
Seaman? Chairperson, my main proposal would operate here in principle. That, you know, Mr. White, who was present there and is present now, if you look at the other members of the JDC reflected here, it's only yourself and Mr. White who were present.
I'm happy to meet you.
comes on to the phone.
One set, so there's certainly two, so I'm just checking here, because there's two sets of minutes that are not included in the pack we've just gone through now. I don't know, we were given one when we walked in this morning. Okay, starts with the 31st of October. The pack that I've got from a couple of weeks ago starts with the 19th of October. And there's two sets of minutes from the 31st of October. The one relates to a briefing by National Treasury on the medium-term budget policy statement. And the second set, for the 31st of October, relates to the set that we've passed today, briefing by the Department of Education. So I'm just wondering what's happened to the other two sets of minutes. Otherwise, those might going to be a problem. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you.
What happened essentially was that the first set of minutes that were distributed were brief minutes. So they recorded the attendance, they recorded the meeting, what happened at the meeting. But I've subsequently gone back in terms of the MTBPS process, and it only applies to those minutes, and filled in some of the detail, some of the comments that the departments had and so on. I didn't do the time simply because of the pressures that we're working under during that process. So I was advised to just do brief minutes and distribute them, and then subsequently add that detail. The first set of minutes, I think, must have been an error. It should have been in the set. That's the minutes preceding the 31st of October. I'll need to just check that now.
Okay.
a lot of women reference there are two sets of needs, which are not part of the picture. Which are supposed to be part of the package, because I said we can't continue dealing with failing news. We can't continue dealing with failing news, and that's what the members are trying to assist me with, so that at least all the failing news will be gone and we concentrate on the new issue. So the two set of minutes, Honorable Schneeman, is the 19th of October and
31st.
No.
For the 31st of October, in the pack we got a few weeks ago, there are two sets of minutes for the same day. In the morning, there was a meeting by the, a briefing by the National Treasury on the medium-term budget policy statement. In the afternoon, there was a briefing by the Department of Education. Now, the minutes are by the briefing of the Department of Education we adopted now this morning. Now, okay? But not the briefing by National Treasury. It was on the morning of the 31st from 9:30 until 1, and nor have we adopted the minutes of 19th of October, which was, So that's what I was just querying, because if we haven't adopted those, those will be upset.
Another one,
Bob?
Just some taking into account what Saran, our secretary, has said. On the one hand, he's saying with respect to the 31st, he did an amalgamation or something. No, okay. Because no matter what is being said, you know, the medium term is there, the one set, but it also covers sports and recreation. You see, that's the issue. Now, what I'm saying is the 19th is a very separate issue. You know, I think that is almost a standalone. Let's leave that. The 31st is the one I'm worrying about. I don't want to refer to the 19th. And the 31st, the new PAC takes into account two meetings, or two briefings, if I can put it that way. But the sports and recreation is not included in the first one. That's the query I'm having.
Jason, can I just help you, please? The PAC that we got a few weeks ago contains two sets of minutes for the 31st of October. The first set is for a meeting that was in the morning of the 31st of October, 9:30 until 1. And that was a briefing by National Treasury on the medium-term budget policy strategy. The second set relates to what the Honourable Fuzz has got there, which was a briefing by the Department of Education and briefing by the Sports and Recreation. And that was in the afternoon. We've adopted that one, yeah. But the morning one we haven't adopted it.
I think, ma'am, what happened was that in revising the minutes, as we see them now, from the 31st in the afternoon onwards, and in compiling this, the document that you received today, I must apologize, those minutes were for some reason excluded. They should have been here. And I can distribute them today, Monday, anytime. They're all prepared.
Or make it simple, because I don't want us to continue dealing with the issue. We'll make it simple this way. As we deal with the content report, Seren must count how many of us are here. Make copies of the two sets of minutes, and he brings them here so that we dispense of those two minutes. Before you report, Seren, first lesson, you get us both sets. Where we don't need addition in the community, because I've seen that with the other minutes, you made addition. Bring them as they are, because that's what we need in the fifth area. So that this mold, I already take it to be mold. And it's not nice eating mold, food with mold. It's not nice. So don't tell anyone wait. You must be sharing this meeting. And you must remember, I'm sharing this meeting and I'm telling you what you take it for progress. Because we might be progressing in what we do. That's how we are going to do it. I don't want this minute to be outstanding at the end of this meeting. That should be clear, remember.
Indeed.
Yeah. As soon as we start with the quarterly report, then go and make the copy. Yeah, just wait for us to start with the quarterly report. Then that's what we do. So that at the end of this meeting, like I said, we have dealt with all the minutes. I hope I'm in order. I must be paid if it comes to improve. So that there's progress in the end. And all of us become progressive in this meeting. Yeah. Thanks, member. So there are no issues. Remember, to the last step, like you have said, you agree with it? Okay. Thank you very much for Honorable Chairman for assisting us. Then we are taking the second quarter report. Correct? You are true.
Yeah, here's the copy.
Remember, last week you dealt with the report. You have already dealt with the report, and the report was adopted in principle, but there were additional information that was supposed to be coming so that we can finalize the report. So, what Kai is going to do is also going to address those additional issues. But what I've also seen is that the recommendations are not reflected at the end. Oh, now they are reflected in this constitution, yeah? Because I was about to say that we should be receiving them during the course of this meeting. Yeah. Kaya?
Thank you. Honorable Chairperson. Good morning, honorable members. First, let me apologize for the delay for the second quarter expense report. We experienced some technical problems with the color copy of paper. And at the same time, I think we were short-sighted in just bringing the final report without showing the original document. But next time, we'll try to bring two copies. On the first page, of
Kaya, just hold on. What he's trying to explain, remember we said every set of documents that we deal with, firstly, it must have a foot so that we are sure which document we are dealing with, whether it's a recent one or if it's an old one. But we said that when there are changes that are supposed to be made, they must be highlighted so that it becomes easy for members to know exactly where the changes are. And unfortunately, that has not been done. Although the changes have been effected, but they have not been highlighted so that it becomes easy for you to see where the changes are. And I'm just hoping that this is the last time, Kaya, that you are going to reflect this way, because so it's important for members to easily see where are the changes, because that's what they must focus on, especially because the report was adopted. So if you can address that issue, and I hope it will be the last time, I don't want to be fast in the next meeting to say that this is what we have requested, because many times, both you and Kevin, on many occasions, you have said this should be done. And I said, today I don't want to be in a fight in this, because I'm not well, so I don't want to fight. Yeah, you missed that.
Alright, I apologize, we're short-sighted when it comes to that. The second sentence in the second paragraph of chapter 1, if members remember, it was stated that the expenditure data is published as Section 32 report by the National Treasury on quarterly basis. It was requested that we should not say that on quarterly basis, but we should say on monthly basis. And it was requested that we should not say they are published as Section 32 report. Now, how that sentence reads, it is the expenditure data is published by the National Treasury on monthly basis, a statement of national revenue expenditure and national borrowing as at the 30th September 2007. And then National Treasury was taken out, and then it is the second sentence after that, the statements are published by National Treasury so as to comply with the Section 32 report of the PFMA. So it's no longer integrated because it has been divided into two. And then the sentence after that, which says that the scope of the JBC expenditure review is the departmental actual expenditure from the first July to September, to 30th September 2007. Before it was from 1st April, from the beginning of the financial year. So the members requested that we should only consider, we should say that it's only for the second quarter, so we've changed that as well. And then...
Right, Kai, before you move to the next speech, I think what the same issue that you have here is the first one, we need to remove FX. FX, the 30th September 2007. Let's remove it.
Okay, that's how the report are titled, ma'am. This is the title.
That one, that's the report. But the reports are not titled. All of them have
Sorry, Mr. Chair, you can't say report monthly but add at the end of September. How can you report monthly? You're quite correct.
Yes. So remove that, those words from FX 30th September. So the sentence must end up to borrowing.
Okay.
You see, the reason I is that monthly statements come before Parliament. This month it will be at the end of March. Last month it was at the end of February. So the way it's reflected here is like all of them, they come with that. I mean, that's it. So I'm saying let's remove it. Because already this report, you cover the dates when you say from the 1st of July to the 30th of because on monthly basis, that information up to borrowing is reflected. The only change is in the date. Am I understood, members? You disagree?
Yeah, I agree with you, but sorry, I'm not okay, but there's just one tiny point that you're going to make that change, which we agree with. Instead of saying as, if it then would simply be published by that, monthly basis in the statement. And then it doesn't have to be quoted for you see.
Yeah.
Because I see that seems to be the researchers and then you leave it like that.
Okay, yeah. Did you get it kind of? Yeah. In, yeah. And you remove those
I would like to confirm the sentence. The expenditure data is published by the National Treasury on monthly basis in the statement of the National Revenue Expenditure and National Borrowing. Full stop. Going to the second page.
I think maybe if we put after borrowing we say document, it sounds more clear.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, it makes it clear to people. I think it's clarification.
Because remember we said that our report should be, you know, reader friendly to those who are not in the joint budget committee. which means it will read as the expenditure data is published in the National Treasury, I mean by the National Treasury on monthly basis in the statement of the National Revenue Expenditure and National Borrowing Document. Okay, thank you, sir. I think it's better that way, so that whoever is not part of this committee can understand. Yeah. All right. Continue, can I ask page to the next page?
I've captured the second page, the last sentence. It was emphasized by members that we should state that the committee is uncomfortable with the uneven spending pattern, so we've tried to integrate the sentence which was not there to state the concern of the members in terms of the uneven spending. So the sentence that is integrated is the last sentence, which says that, however, the Joint Budget Committee is concerned with the uneven spending pattern with huge variations between the first quarter and the second quarter of 2007-08.
I know Honorable Fox is going to raise the fact that we are not a consent committee. The committee of the consent group. Honorable Fox, I'll give you the opportunity.
I just think thematic, Chair, I would say that the Joint Budget Committee expects concern about the uneven spending pattern, you know, rather than is concerned with, because we're concerned about the uneven spending between the quarters.
This committee is dissatisfied with the uneven spending, not the consent. But we said, you see, one other reason why Kaya, we don't like getting consent is the fact that the consent is a consent, and whoever may just disregard it. And what we want is the department to take serious notice of what we raise so that they can address this issue. And the next one.
Can I just confirm this sentence? In that way, should it be about, as was raised by one of us, the Joint Budget Committee is dissatisfied with the uneven spending pattern.
Sentence, which says the second best, oh, we can't. Second best for the spending. No, we can't. That's best. You see, we can't, because usually as we interrogate further, we find that they have spent for the sake of spending, so we can't say best. That word best, I wouldn't agree with. Because we are not sure exactly what else has happened, which may be of concern or issue with us. So we can't say the second best.
Can I then write it as the second improved product spending was recorded by the Department of Public Works instead of them?
Why do you... Can you watch me? Before I give you
the money. The logic behind it was to look at the graph, looking at DPLG, which spent 5.4% in the first quarter, and then in the second quarter spent 49%. And then the department that followed that improvement, I should say,
Now, Chair, I would suggest that you get mixed up or confused. I would say that I would suggest this was followed by the Department of Public Works, which managed to spend.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Only when it says this was followed, it says the Department of Public Works managed to spend.
Yeah.
And it's the second best performance.
You see, Kaya, one thing, both of you as a profession, one thing that you must understand is that you are not only interested in spending, but we are interested in spending for value for money. You see? Because a department can spend, like the police, they spend the whole budget. But you go back and you check what have they spent on, then you get something. So we are not only, as you do your analysis, don't just focus on who spends more, who spends less. But we want value for money. I wonder if you understand. For instance, the police, they buy cars. But at the end of the day, they don't use those cars to go and help people. Because those cars are bought to assist people so that when there's a crime scene, the police must respond on time. So it doesn't help us saying that, informing Parliament that anyway they have bought cars. How have those cars assisted, you know, in fighting crime? Yeah, so, and that's what we have said in the past, that it's not only about who spent more than the other people. It's also about what did they spend the money on.
The efficiency of spending.
Yes, the efficiency of spending. Yeah. I mean, that's what we want. Because it doesn't help us remember that we must be proud that the department spent 100%. But our people are still crying about saving the money. And you find that money has been spent, I don't know on what. I don't even want to mention an example, because they can spend the money on conferences, workshops, all the money is gone. And people have not been employed when the money was supposed to be spent on employing people.
So you've
got it the way we said it. Yeah. And even in public works, it's even worse. In the public works, the way everybody's crying in the country about the service of public works, you can't say that it's the best spending. Yeah, for this court, and always. The next one, Kaya?
The next one was concerned of using the list on page 8. That has been changed. If you look at sentence 2, sentence number 2, after the it is the lowest spending department, not the least spending department, it was written for. So that has been changed. Those were the notable changes that were recommended to the second quarter.
Right, on page the month. Passage 4. Yeah. The last but one paragraph. The Works Department. Can you motivate that one? The first sentence says the Works Department to drop its social spending on the Department of Education.
I think it was a matter of emphasis. The Department of Education spent almost 50% in the first quarter, and in the second quarter only spent half of what they spent in the first quarter. So the term
went by the Department of Education. Yeah. You see,
that's why I say the Department of Education. We must analyze not the number. Because education in the first quarter, they transfer their funds to higher education institutions, they also transfer to the poverty. And that's why they have a high spending on transferring it. But if, and if that is a trend, that the second quarter, because they already transferred a huge chunk of their funds to either higher education institutions or the province, it's obvious that the money will drop. What goes out, I mean, what is said will drop. But the other, you see, what, that's why I say that let's not look at, I mean, look at only the numbers. Because with education, one other thing that always lacks in our report is the fact that is there any follow up on what goes, what they have transferred. So our analysis, like I'm saying, now you are true. And you must see that difference that you wake up. In terms of analysis, is impossible. Yeah, because I've always said that this is not a meeting of accountants who must just look at the figures, but we want to deal with the nitty-gritty so that at the end of the day, our people can get better service. Yeah. So I hope, but I noted on our tour.
Okay, I didn't do it.
On the earlier
point made, which you contained in the previous meeting, was it may fall away now that you have made a comment, but the issue was the word drop, you needed to restrain that. Now that may have fallen away in the light of what you have just said now, if we hear the revised formulation of that sentence. Currently standing, the Works Department dropped its total spending on that in the first quarter and revenue for the quality of life. The point was made that you need to say in what way it's contributing to the quality of life. It's improving in terms of what? In terms of skills, in terms of what? Quality of life, one of the comments from the colleagues from the NCFP were pointing out any specificity in this direction. And we were going to just look at the broad concept of quality of life education. So I think your point, I want to suggest that we hear from the researcher how that sentence is now in its final draft. And then there was another point on page 9 or 5, I can't read this here, page 5. But maybe to you, Chair, we can just take the sentence first. That's the actual sentence.
How is this?
I don't recall a final call in that particular sentence.
No, we are saying now. How you have kept it now? Because we are saying that you are not comfortable with the reference that the Works Department is holding social spending.
And
let me give Honorable Clark the opportunity.
Yes, shouldn't we say spending by the Department of Education reduced from 48.9 to 25.34 due to the fact that spending is always higher in the first quarter, or, the reason for that, why it's always reduced in the second quarter as opposed to the first quarter.
So it seems another one passed a critique. How much do you put into the
veteran's
union?
All right, the total spending of the Department of Education has reduced from 49% in the first quarter to 25% in the second quarter due to the first quarter transfer to tertiary institutions.
And
bonuses.
Extremely
sorry, Honorable Member, I was as we were talking, I was also looking at the first part of it. So, come again.
Well, the point we say then is to remove the extremely significant exaggeration of the performance.
Oh. But even the first part, that's the overall total spending, then all departments, the overall total spending, then you put in brackets all departments.
We thought that some people might not understand when you say the overall total spending.
No, I don't agree with you, because if you say the total spending of the cluster is all those departments. So once you say overall, it's embracing. And when you say total, it's also embracing. When you say all departments, now you are saying it for the first time, in one sentence. So let's say the total spending of the cluster, and remove all departments and remove overall.
Okay.
Now you see, I can see that Kaya has taken Terence's side of coming with these adjectives and, yeah, see, it's a new style, from the secretary and from the research, that this qualifier must always be there. And to us, they mean a lot. Yeah. Okay, the next one. Is there anything on?
Can I confirm the extremely?
Now let's leave it as improved. You see, Kaya, one problem that we have as members of this committee is for us to commit ourselves to say that the department has performed extremely well, and only to find, like now, in my constituency, I was on Monday. I was called to go and see a touring, which has been for more than 10 days, is been flowing into the river. And the Department of Water Assets says it's not its responsibility to take care of the sewage. And the municipalities are probably the case. They are not assisting. But if here we say that, in one of our reports, we say that they are spending well, when sewages are basting and they don't want to assist municipalities, you see, it becomes a problem. So that's why I'm saying these qualifiers, the adjectives that you use, with us, they mean a lot.
Can I just
y'all.
1 cent for the word. But when you look at it here, it doesn't seem to indicate any of this. It just talks about expenses and then it did this expenditure. In actual fact, it was very clearly explained prior to that expenditure and during that if you study the addendum, that where this money, what this money was for. Due to those two, there were three exigencies. You may remember them yourself, Chairperson. I know the one with the diamond mines issue. The other one is SAA and then another one.
The
Repair
Corps
and
SAA?
Yeah, but they gave us a two.
Yeah.
I can't remember because I'm not looking at it. But there were three reasons for the expenditure. I think the issue for us is, are we saying this should never have happened in the second quarter, or yes, it had to be spent in the second quarter? What is our comment on that? Because it had to spend. And no choice. It was a decision taken above.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, I don't remember if I recall well. You know, amongst other issues, before even at the end of the process, or the special adjustment appropriation, that there was an agreement with the finance committee that in future there will be coordination with the budget committee because they approve, being unaware that you've been having problems with the spending of the department. And for instance, when it went to SAA, that some of the members were raising their concerns that we are approving the additional allocation to SAA. We're actually going to use the money to retrench people. And at the later stage, as we prepare for the 2010, then they will be saying that they don't have skills when they have already retrenched people. And we have approved the money. So it's not reflective, but also that, you see, it's not only excessive in the first one, but even the third line, concerns. Maybe we need to, that thing how we can change it. Yeah. Because, you know, I keep repeating it, that we are not a committee of accounting. Yeah. We are concerned with how, whether the department spends efficiently. So that at the end of the year, when COPPA deals with their report, the audited report, it will not be like we've been condoning wrong things that happened in the department when we did not raise those wrong things in our report. Because our mandate is to raise those wrong things that happened in spending so that the departments can address them. That at least towards the end of, I mean, at the end of the financial year, they will not have qualified people because we raise the problems that we can see as issues. Long in advance before COPPA starts dealing with those reports. I saw Honorable Dambuza's hand.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm glad to apologize for being here. I think maybe the issue you are raising now. Well, especially those recommendations that were dealt with during that period, we had a meeting with the SAE addressing the enterprise funding. So I think we need to also, whether we are going to put something here on this section, but we need to also put add some flesh on the findings and recommendations at the end of our report. And then there's something that I've observed here on page 5. I think it's just a mistake on line 2 on the last paragraph, which says the total spending of the cluster has improved to 34.5 in the second quarter relative to 1.5 in the first quarter of 2007. So I think it's maybe 2007. What is the report for 2007?
Thanks, Honorable Member. Is there any other hint? Honorable
Member? Chief, to rest of the same paragraph on page 6 that you've just been talking about. It's the last sentence. It's quickly to the J JV's youth concerns, Barbados Public Enterprises was granted additional funding through the Special Adjustment Appropriation Act and the Adjustment Appropriation Bill. But it doesn't make sense to me, because if I read this, what it seems to be saying then is that because we were concerned about excessive spending, now they've given them more money. So it doesn't make sense. And I'm not too sure what was trying to be said there. I would suggest that we're not trying to say anything, we should just remove it. Unless, you know, we wanted to make a comment about the fact that they were given additional funds and we weren't able to spend it. But right now it doesn't make sense.
Another
one?
Yeah,
well, maybe we shouldn't say that sentence by saying excessive spending was incurred by the Department of Public Enterprises, you mainly, and then list the reasons why, the three reasons why they actually overspent, and subsequent to that, you may have received additional funds. Because then you say what the reasons were, why they spent the money, or spent more than what they were supposed to.
Honorable
Bob,
you know, you made a comment earlier about
committee an investigation, and then it was found that there were 20 sensitive reserves that were committed to the Department of Public Enterprises, of which 20 sensitive reserves are not supposed to be committed to any department. So I'm not sure whether maybe we should interject that before maybe in that particular paragraph.
Yeah, actually, if you remember, we were concerned during the period when we said that why should DGE be guaranteed money in the contingency reserve? Because we expect that the contingency reserve would be looking at other issues that may crop up.
Honorable Dambuze, I wanted to say something. I just wanted to re-ask them what Kaya is saying, because it is a very important point. It is important, it would be wise if it can get some space in our sport, because this is our sport, and we need to reflect our concerns about the budget issue. So, Kaya,
He's waking up that you are not a committee of accountants, but you are a committee of service, quality service delivery.
Yeah.
One another one first.
And I think it, and I haven't put the
what are we saying? What are we saying? Is it a matter of interpreting the graph so that we couldn't read it? Or what are we saying? Because that thing, we must just state all facts here. We must comment on it. Otherwise, why are we putting it in? Should they be the highest? Is it where we want them to go? Should they, you know? And I think that's what may have come up, but I'll be honest here, I never wrote that. Page 9.
Just adding on what to the Honourable Fuzz has raised, and it relates to a point that I've raised in relation to the third quarter, which was that there's no actual information. It's really a figure reported. You've raised it now as well. But I want to raise a specific thing, and I was going to raise it later, but it probably would be appropriate to raise it now. Because, you see, let me just give an example. Yesterday in the House, National Assembly. Statement was read by one of the parties in the House. And in relation to the spending of the Department of Transport, CAPEX, okay, and the department was quite all over the coals of this particular statement. But the fact is, when you look at these reports, there's nothing that actually tells you why that CAPEX was underspent. Now, I picked this up yesterday. I was sitting listening and my ears picked up because I thought, hey, you know, and I'm looking here and I'm saying to myself, but why did they underspend? All right? And on what have they underspent? The other thing is that I think, that's the point that I'm raising, that it's, and I want to just build on the comment of the Honourable Fuzz, that it doesn't help us to see these figures.
Yeah.
It really doesn't, because there might be an actual reason why the Department of Transport actually underspent on CAPEX. It must be a very valid reason, but we don't know that. And so then what happens is we take this report, we take the second quarter report and whatever it's saying, and we make assumptions. But we don't have anything to base our assumptions on. So I just wanted to emphasize that. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, when we deal with the second quarter report, usually it will be at a time that may become difficult for us to complete your time because we deal with the MTDP at the same time. So the information is coming to the committee at the same time. But what we say at MKIA, because with second quarter report, always we are not in a better position to can even make follow up on this. What needs to happen from now and to the future is that where there are some questions, you see, we need to say that we will follow up on this matter because it's not clear where the money has gone to. So that in the subsequent report, it will be easy for us to look at the second quarter and say, because we didn't have enough time, we can ask the department questions. Now, on this matter, let them clarify us. On this one, let them clarify us. So that our report, like us, you say, it shouldn't be statistics report. Because we wouldn't be in a position to get the information on time. But it should be reflected that we have done some analysis, some thinking on the figures that have been presented before us. And there are some questions that we are asking ourselves, which we are not in a position to get a response from the department at that time. I think that's what Honorable Newman has indicated, but generally that's what the member wants to get. So, I hope you can start. But can you clarify me on the figure 8? Yes, on the straight line that we are doing. That long guy of public service commission. What about this? What about that long guy of public service commission? The 1,056% spent.
from the information that was published by Treasury, the Public Service Commission has got a very little budget of transfers and subsidies. But the reason why you see such a spike is due to the fact that some of the funds that were in our program to transfer to transfer, and then due to the fact that their budget was very small, now when you compare their budget with what they spent, it became 1,000%, because they got a very big budget. So Biden also made to add to their particular account, and then when they spend it, it becomes 1,000%.
Unfortunately, I don't have the AME with me. The Public Service Commission. To whom does it transfer?
Just to ask about
it. Yeah. Because it's not the Department of Public Service and Administration. It's the Commission. And the Commission, it's got its vote. And to whom does it transfer, do you mean?
Mainly it was due to consultants.
Shouldn't say maybe, you must tell us whether it went to consultants or not, because you must be sure of what you are saying in the report.
The challenge that we have to learn with this report is that Treasury only publishes one page, and out of this one page we write a report, and sometimes we expect the committee to say that we need a follow-up on this, and then we can write letters so as to get more information. But this document is coming from one page, basically, which does not have any information.
Honorable Pop, I've noted the
example. Look, I just want to say to you personally, at the time we went over this report, there was a decision in principle. It's not focused so much on this particular quarter, but on the first quarter when it comes to the time constraint. And having said that, I think very often what one is hearing from the researcher, when asked for an explanation, it becomes so much clearer than what is being written here. Because, you know, the situation that he has just explained for us, discounting the assumptions he made, is saying, well, look, at one point they decided to transfer everything out of one set of programs into another, and it was sent elsewhere. And we don't have the time to substantiate whether it was consultants or not. My proposal, chairperson, is to state here, not just what we think to say, because we haven't made a clear study, but to indicate to the House that transfers and subsidies, that we will focus more of our time and oversight in this area in the third quarter. Because we don't have time now begin to do this inquiry to come back. So let us just tell the House the truth. Let's not put this in. Let's take it off the table. I mean, otherwise, and then let's put that in about more focus in the third quarter, and let's direct the research area to go and find out about this so they are prepared with the responses for the third quarter.
Honorable Nambuzo?
No, I wanted to correct something. Last week we had the very same challenge, and we agreed as the committee to say we give the go away to the researchers if there's something that they would envisage that we are going to have a problem about it in explaining it. They must take an initiative and then put those issues down and contact the chairs, the co-chairs, to request a go-ahead to get an explanation from the department about those issues. So that when we come here, we have enough, the necessary information that is required. Because now if we always return back from these meetings, we don't have time as a joint budget. With us, time is money. Because we have got time constraints, we need to finish this report. And I think they are overdue. So in future,
we reaffirm that. If you write a report, you see that definitely this issue has got less information. Take that initiative, put those issues down, and contact the chairperson to give you the go ahead. Don't let you wait for us. Thanks, chairperson.
Thanks, another one, Wilma. Hello, Christian Forrest. So we have to remove, or rework this thing of public safety commission. Yeah, we have to relocate it. Either remove or rework it.
Can I touch upon something?
Yeah, because I want us to go to the recommendation.
Can we bring it to the table rather than it up? So show the interest figures.
Chair, I'd like to endorse Honourable Parker's proposal that we remove this drop, to remove the paragraph that goes with it, and put in what the Honourable Parker says. That would be much easier, much clearer.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Another
member,
recommendation?
These are the three recommendations that were submitted by members in the last week, and they are as follows. In the joint budget committee meeting, it was recommended that the department should find ways of utilizing environments efficiently and effectively. The high level of use of environments is unacceptable due to the poor planning, and it should be reduced. It further added that the department should enhance their financial management system, which is guided by the PSM.
Yeah, the first sentence of the first recommendation doesn't speak to the second sentence. Because you say, you know, they should use violence more efficiently and effectively. It means, you know, it can be high. But just make sure you spend it efficiently and effectively. And I don't think that is what we want. I think we want to say that the use of violence should be reduced as a result of better planning. And planning should be improved so that the use of violence is reduced to all of this. So, you know, I don't think that reads properly. Okay, the last sentence, you know, that's sort of altogether the rational management system should be improved. But I think in our JBC report, the wording is probably better than what it is here.
Let's remove that first sentence. Remove the first sentence. In fact, second connection, there are two issues here. Because I think one of the other part is about the finding. Because you say the high level of violence is unacceptable for things. It means you wanted to say something about the obligation of the committee. Now it needs to now be on the recommendation. So I think it is has to be how you find it. Why you say there is this unacceptable use of violence. So it's poor planning. The part we are the committee. Now, on the recommendation, you
you can always, the recommendation should go hand in hand. Stick with point one, the observation, and then on the recommendation. You must also put a recommendation that is, that relates to the findings on the other side. I don't know. Yeah.
So the recommendation should be based on the findings, like for example, the public service commission, there should be a recommendation that is related to public service commission, and then the parliament as well for its growth.
No. Okay.
Oh.
We have recommendations on the last page.
Yes.
So those recommendations must be based on the findings. For instance, our finding is that our finding is that the department abuse the environment. That is our finding. So there might be a recommendation linked to that abuse. That's what she said. They must be linked so that the person, whoever is the person, will understand that, oh, by the way, they have found out that this is what it is. They are recommending that as part of addressing that problem which is in their family. This is the recommendation. Honorable
Professor. Yes, thank you. Just looking at these recommendations that we got here on page 11, and comparing that with the recommendations which is now put on the ATC. If I could just read you those recommendations quickly. It says, based on the directive in the state of the nation of debt of business and unusual departments must ensure that they spend their budget in line with national priorities and their strategic plans and avoid the current ad hoc utilization of violence. National departments should report the Parliament on spending including transfers to provinces and public entities meeting national priorities. Such reports should repeatedly include non-financial performance information. Departments should accelerate the establishment of sound administrative financial systems to create an environment for effective and efficient financial management with a burden of realistic key performance indicators to be included in this exercise. To effectively reduce the current unacceptable high vacancy rate, affected departments should establish specific timeframes to finish the vacancy on a quarter basis of the service unit. Filling of funded vacancy rates, notwithstanding the vacancy rate, effective and efficient service delivery goes beyond the deployment of funded rates. You know, that's the whole thing. I think if you just take that in.
Coming up with recommendations and departments do nothing about these recommendations. One thing, what else should we do that's different from what we've been doing? What else should we do? Because we can't keep on making recommendations and departments don't take them to that.
I'm just giving this to you as a homework so that you can say to Parliament from now onwards or next administration, this is what is going to happen. And we are going to do it with effect from this particular time. I thought it's a homework on our team, but I can see you want to say something. Because it doesn't help us. Every time we see the same thing, they tell us that, you know, there's lack of skills in government. And yeah. Now, Mr. Chairman.
Actually, I just want to check, are we finished with the recommendation on the support? Because we seem to have gone off track now. Let's not check, have we finished? That's what I'm trying to check. And then I'll respond to your comments now.
I think we're finished. Yeah, we're waiting for the intervention by Honorable
Swart. We have finished. Before you can raise it so that we can then adopt.
Okay, well,
we adopted last week. My apology, we adopted last week. So you may come.
Okay, can I? Just in relation to what you've been saying, Chair, you know, I think that the point that you raised is important because in each quarterly report, budget report, budget and reports of the MTPPS, we make recommendations. And I think that perhaps what we may want to do is not for us to do individual homework, but as a committee from the JBC, perhaps what we want to do is go back to the last budget report, for example, or the last report on the MTPPS, and to actually ask specific departments what they've done to actually implement those recommendations. My understanding is once a report is adopted by Parliament, it becomes binding on departments to implement those recommendations. And that might be of use rather than us just saying let's do some homework. I'm saying if we want to be effective in establishing as whether they've actually implemented those recommendations, maybe we need to then go back to one of those, the last report, the budget report, and look at all the recommendations from the last budget report and MTPBS report and our quarterly report. Perhaps for the last year, and then maybe selectively choose a couple of departments that have had similar recurring practices and formally write to ask them, could they respond on how they have implemented the recommendations of the JBC, and you give the dates of the report. Thank you.
Any different view, Honourable
Mashiro?
We already know which departments because we've mentioned them on several occasions. And I think the Parliament is the right platform for us to mention those departments and follow up by mentioning in Parliament that because this department and this department, we have already mentioned that this is what we expect from them. And then right from Parliament, they know that we'll be expecting some information from them to lead us to be able to give further reports and take action. This dimension is right in the House. Thank you. Yeah. I don't think this is the problem at all. What needs to happen is they must tell us. You must tell us. You see, well, the reason why I was saying members that I give a homework, I thought it would, you know, generate more ideas. That maybe at some stage we need to call the CFOs and the DPs of specific departments, call them here so that they come and tell us actually what is their problem to implement this solution. That's why I was saying let's make it a homework. That we can think along those lines. That let's call these CEOs, because not CEOs, CFOs, and the DPs. That they come and tell us actually what are these? Because we give them money, and we are not keeping the way they entice the money. That's the fine. But
think we should take it on board. Yes, we should. Honorable Council.
I want to suggest we minister that because, you know, we can ask, as has been expanded upon,
yes,
and ask the researchers to start the process by developing a matrix, consolidating everything together.
Yes.
So when we have that consolidated report during the constituency period, we're able to also interrogate and come back and letters can be written.
Actually, we already have three recommendations on what is the next step. What came up with from Honorable Mashiru, from Honorable Sneeman, and from what I mentioned. We already have three ideas on what to do. So, before Honorable Chipu, you are quickly. The minutes, if you don't know. Yeah, the 2 seconds of minutes, you
know. Yeah. I want to approve them. Mm-hmm.
One of our
top cases, and I read the 19th through, I can't talk about the 31st, and I want to propose adoption in that, but there was one query I had. And I suppose it's done in attendance under Member Figoni because he comes from the NCOC. I'm just clarifying that technicality. Because he was present, but it was in attendance. But I suppose that's because he's not a member of the National Assembly. Yeah. Yeah.
I work over for this one. I think we need to correct Mr. Faust is not an independent. At least not using the right setup. Correct setup. I think let's engage on this in attendance. Because though we would say it's an ANC, but there are those members who are not, they are own panelists, not members of the committee. I think we will have to clarify that. Because if the member is, though it is an ANC member, but it must be clear that member is an alternate, so that in future, if he is not there, he must not be put as absent. So if we decide to say in attendance, if a member of a particular party that is not a full-time member of the committee. And then secondly, on page 2, I think that the doctor slide on the last sentence, where it says classification report, but highlighted the fact that in your monitoring practices and systems, they're still developing. I think they're still not developing. And then, it's fine.
Well, I see on the 31st, I'm back in the DA.
Oh, that's nice. You call for me in one meeting, you go back home.
Committee, the portfolio committee.
and they're dealing with, we're going to be briefed on the Finance Management Bill of Parliament, which has been long been outstanding. It has been removed from the safe where it was kept for many months. It's resurfaced, and we're going to be briefed on the But also, we are busy preparing for the oversight visit to Northern Cape. Remember our friend Kimberley Prison? We want to go and see what is happening with his great friend, because how many times have we talked about it? And progress is very slow. So, among the places that will be given further information, but the main ones are Kimberley Prison, Atkinson Hospital. That is not yet constructed, but it's been earmarked. And part of the money has been spent. But also to say actually what are frustrations that municipalities in this area have when it comes to spending, because there are serious problems in that area when it comes to spending money by municipalities. So we're busy preparing for the oversight business. But one of the criteria that we are using for members to go there is for the people who are consistent in this committee to go, because it doesn't help us taking people who are not consistent to go and, we are going there to enrich the work of the committee. That's the reason why. So we are going to give preference to those who are consistent in the meeting, so that what they will observe and learn there can be utilized for the benefit of the committee. But it will be in the second quarter, I think around May, sometime around the first week of May, but we will get further information in that regard. And I hope that people like Honorable Dambuza, because she's a week in housing, that if she happens to be in the list, it doesn't clash with housing.
That's why I propose that you can try to put the date earlier, so that I can, with Comrade Greg, we can manage to talk to our chairperson and make arrangements so that we are available.
The 3rd to the 6th of May.
Okay.
Then, what else is doing? Finally, before we leave. The Auditor General, I hope that it also comes to you. They have all, his office has invited us to a joint workshop with the Portfolio Committee, SCOPA. They have invited SCOPA, Joint Budget Committee, and the Committee on the Auditor General to a workshop whereby they are going to brief us, workshop us on the standards that are used at events, on how they are going to audit the department, what do they expect from the department. So they want us to have that advantage of understanding actually what are they going to focus on, so that it becomes easier for us as we do our oversight function to know actually what is expected of the department from the Auditor General's point of view, and even as the Auditor General implements what National Treasury has put in the regulation. So it will be on the 28th of this month. And because we have to listen. Or the last Friday before. Yeah, the last Friday. So that is the invitation that we have. Yeah, Honorable Chinemani wanted to say something.
The position was, I've written, as I said, to a number of countries, and I'm waiting for their responses. I think I wrote about three weeks ago, and something to change instruction wrote back again, saying we have to communicate through the Department of Foreign Affairs to try and establish when these countries can host us, when they are in session and when their relevant members are there. And so I'm still awaiting a response, and it's difficult for me to know how to try and push the issue. I said it's through through the Department of Foreign Affairs, but they need to liaise with the respective parliaments in those countries. I have received a response from Brazil requesting more information, what exactly the objectives of the committee would be, and so on, which I've obviously supplied. So that's an update, although not very satisfactory.
You know, to expedite